Busy time of year here for the Milan Wildcats. They clinch the Eastern Division of the Grand River Conference, and they get a rematch with North Andrew, a team I'll be finding out about here over the next 8 days. I'm planning on making the trip over to King City week from tomorrow for both Milan teams, the girls and the boys. They'll be in the championship games on KTTN 92.3 FM. I'm assuming here, and we're talking it over with Coach Andrea Dabney, because I haven't seen the schedule, nor have you, Coach, but I'm assuming that the girls' game probably be about 7:30 and the boys at 9 o'clock on the 15th.
I would guess probably something like that as well.
Yeah. Do you know much about North Andrew? You got a lot of games before you get to that championship game, but do you know much about them this year other than what you saw last year?
Actually, nothing, really, to be quite honest. We're going to get some work done here in the next 2 weeks to try to get ready for that. But we've kind of been taking it one game at a time, and we've had a pretty tough schedule here. Obviously, with the two toughest teams in the conference this past week, we had to be well prepared for them to put us in a position to play somebody from the other side. And then two quality opponents in Monroe City and Greenwood. We've been kind of busy on the scouting front, that's for sure.
Well, let's look back at the games. Obviously, Monroe City, you're playing a bigger school and probably a physical school that likes to get into people a little bit. And they really shut down your offense on Saturday, Coach. And yeah, knowing how much talent you have on the floor with your team, I'm sure that 61-41 final with our second loss of the season against Monroe City, it had a lot more to do with them.
Oh, definitely. It really was about, we spotted them 10 to start the game. We were a little shell-shocked. Their defense and their athleticism kind of formed us a little bit, and we kind of got a little antsy with the basketball and kind of lazy at the defensive end, and they capitalized on that and got us down about 10 and kind of maintained there, and we'd make a little bit of a run, then they'd make a little bit of a run, and really with 2 minutes to go, I think it was like a 9-point game, and we, rather than just concede the loss, we kind of scrambled a little bit to try to get back in it, and then they kind of broke it open to 20 there late. But I think we learned a lot, and I think it definitely helped us going into this week with these tough conference games.
Yeah. There's always that message that you wanted to test yourself in the month of February, and in testing yourself, you might take a loss here and there, as you did on Saturday. What was your message to the boys about trying to use that experience to get yourself better in the long run?
I think the biggest thing is sometimes we have those weaknesses, but they don't get exposed, and they don't really come to the front when the scoreboard isn't showing it. You know, when you're talking about staying open on the weak side of the floor so you can close out quicker, just a half a step quicker, it's really tough to translate that to kids when they look up the scoreboard and they're up 30, you know, and those things are just difficult, and we get into a few bad habits when we, you know, get ahead. And so I think that definitely the Monroe game exposed some of those weaknesses, and it showed up on the scoreboard. That's the biggest thing. So then it really got their attention, and it wasn't anything that we were really over the top, like really super upset about. Nobody was over the top frustrated. When we got back to the locker room afterwards, everyone was kind of on the same page of what we needed to do. And I'll be honest, on Monday, we probably had the best practice that we've had all season long. And the kids were definitely ready to translate things over and to get better in the areas where our weaknesses showed up.
Yeah, and as far as offense goes, Coach, because, you know, Monroe City holding you 41. It's been a long time since Milan's been held to 41 points in a basketball game. What did they do to frustrate you on that end?
They just have extremely good athletes, and they were jumping passing lanes, and sometimes they would go double our guards, our smaller guards, and that poses us a problem. And we only got one shot. They out-rebounded us 2-1, and you can't win a game like that when you have twice as many turnovers and you have half as many rebounds. You're not going to win. We actually shot a better percentage than what they did, but the turnovers and the rebounds are what killed us. And we kind of settled for a lot of, first quick open shot, and we just worked on things to, make sure that we're a little more patient against teams like that. I think as the game went on, the game slowed down a little bit for us, and we finally started to see some of our openings, and we kind of slowed things down to kind of start working some triangles in some areas, and I think, we handled the pressure a lot better, so that's all you can ask for kids, is to continue to improve as the game goes on, and I feel like we did that.
We know anybody who's familiar with the team knows what an outstanding rebounder that Ryan is at the rim. Has it been a concern, Coach, that as good as Ryan is, rebounding the ball, that, he can't get every rebound, so you got to have five guys that are crashing the boards and making sure they take care of that?
Definitely, and that was, he can't have double-digit rebounds and other guys on our team have 2 and 3. We've got to make sure that we're crashing the glass, and at the defensive end, we've got to be sure that our guards, we play a lot of zone where we are on the outside a lot, and You know, we try to front in the post a lot, which puts you in a poor rebounding position. And sometimes, you know, we're sinking a little bit on that weak side with our opposite guard, and it puts you in difficult positions. It's not as easy as what people think to just find somebody. You know, if you're in a man, you know who you're looking for, and you find that guy and you get him blocked out. But when you play a lot of zone like we do, you're finding a guy in your area while the ball goes up after you've been scrambling for, you know, three-quarter court traps. So it's difficult, but it's something that we expect our kids to do, and now they have that expectation as well. So we definitely know it's five, and it translated into the Gallatin game and the Princeton game. I felt like we rebounded better in those two games than we have all season long. Yeah, so I guess we got accomplished what we needed.
I talked to you last night briefly after the game because I was, you know, kind of looking at your team and kind of how just final scores and things like that when I was kind of wrapping up the broadcast last night. And I'm sure it's not a newfound, you know, oh, hey, look, if we do this, we might go a little bit further this year. But it looks like that your team is really locked in defensively. Certainly you were over the Gallatin and Princeton game because you didn't give up a whole lot easy on the offensive end of the floor to your opponents.
Yeah, and that was one of those things that definitely were exposed last week. And it wasn't our effort. Our kids are always 100%. As hard as they can go, and I would never fault our kids' effort at all. But sometimes, you know, you have to be a little bit more focused when you get into certain situations, and you've got to make sure you're ready to carry out the game plan and not wait three or four possessions before you carry that out. So I felt like our kids kind of got rejuvenated with that loss, and it's made our defense a lot better and a lot quicker to the basketball just from simply kids changing their positioning a little bit defensively.
What, you know, 66-46, that's a really effective victory against a good Gallatin team. What pleased you the most about the Tuesday night performance?
I thought that we took care of the basketball a lot better, and we rebounded the basketball better. Sometimes we've got into some habits where in a fast break we maybe go across the grain a little bit, and that's not how our fast break is designed. Our fast break obviously is designed to get it up the sideline quick, and we've got cutters coming from both angles. So we wanted to make sure we got back to that. You know, don't try to do too much, okay? We've got good enough athletes in each position. Just because you think you might see a guy streaking down the opposite side of the floor doesn't mean that we always want to go there. You know, get it to the kid in front, because we feel like our five players on the floor are effective against everyone else's five players. So I felt like we did a lot better job of that, of keeping the floor spread and just making the good pass instead of always trying to make the great pass.
It was an excellent road performance last night, Coach. It's really, at least in the month of February, you've had some big GRC games over the last two, three, or a run that you've had. But as far as having a team that's even with you in the conference standings, you have to go on the road and beat them in Princeton, won 13 games in a row, and you took their crowd out of it, which I thought that was key to get that early lead last night.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of the thing at the beginning of the night was really in the last couple of years, we haven't had regular season games that have had a lot of pressure on them. You know, some of our big games, like last year we played Princeton fairly early, and they were probably one of the better teams in the conference. So, you know, you get closer to the end of the conference season and somebody else has a loss, it doesn't put as much pressure on you. And, you know, we haven't faced a lot of pressure until we get to the postseason. So that kind of replicates that postseason pressure of you have to win this if you want to get this. And I thought that was good for our kids to know that there's that pressure on them and to perform under that pressure. And I felt like at the beginning of the game, you know, we had talked about how we needed to reverse the basketball a couple times before we started attacking, and we haven't done a real good job of that this season. And our kids did. They were locked in, and they were focused at the beginning of the game last night.
So I don't have the current poll in front of me. Greenwood, who you play tomorrow in Springfield, they're ranked number one. Is it class three or two?
Two. Class two.
Okay.
Yep. So they are defending state champions. Yeah, they're pretty good.
You're playing them in the regular season, and I know you would love to play them in the postseason because that probably means you play them in Springfield again.
Right. That's kind of our goal. And we said, you know, that's where we want to get to. So this is an opportunity to see if we can compete with those teams. You know, we've kind of talked about our losses in the last couple years have been those teams that have made it to the Final Four. So we want to get there. We got to get over the hump here, and this is a great opportunity for our kids. They've got some phenomenal athletes on their team, and they have arguably the best player in the state on their team. In Muhammad, he's a really, really solid player. He can score from any position on the floor. He's got great length. He rebounds the basketball well, and it's going to be a really, really tough matchup, but it's one that we want to rise to the occasion. And if nothing else, it's going to be a great experience for our kids to be able to travel together and, you know, kind of get out of town and play on a nice big court and play a quality opponent. So we're looking forward to the opportunity.
There is an advantage, too. Win or lose, you play that game on the 8th of February, about 3 weeks before district finals, and you get a real good idea where you stand in class, too. And to me, just getting that idea of knowing where you're at and where you need to be if you want to get back there in March, that's really beneficial.
It is, and it's a great opportunity for us because we also have a couple weeks here where we don't have quite as many games compacted into those weeks. So that gives us a really good opportunity to work on the things that we need to work on and to see where we're at, you know. And we're not going there with the idea of this team is better than us. We're going in there, we're going to go compete, and we're going to let the chips fall where they may. And our kids are pumped up for it. They're excited for it. To them, it's just another basketball game we're getting suited up for. So we hope that we can have a good showing here. And if we don't, we know that it's going to be a good learning opportunity for us.
It's at Evangel University in Springfield, right?
They actually changed it to Baptist Bible College.
Okay.
Just last week it got changed, and actually our time moved from, I think originally we were supposed to play at 1 and it got moved up to noon. So the venue has changed, but it's a really nice facility, so it's going to be a good experience for our kids, that's for sure.
If you're a Wildcat fan, leave today, and if you don't leave today, get up early. Set that alarm.
Right, and it's going to be a fun time.
Absolutely. I'll be over at Milan for South Harrison at Milan Tuesday. You go to Linn County on Thursday, obviously the game next Saturday, which we'll save for next week. But I just realized, Coach, that'll be the last game in your little gym on Tuesday night when you host South Harrison.
Right. It's going to be an exciting night. It's our senior night, and hopefully, you know, hopefully the weather doesn't delay anything out front here, but this should be our last regular season home game. In this little itty-bitty gym. And a lot of people have played in this gym, and a lot of people have attended basketball games in this gym, so it should be a fun night. Hopefully it's a packed crowd, and it's a good group of kids to send out with this gym, that's for sure.
Yeah, Missouri's going to be playing Tuesday night, so we'll have that on 92.3 KTGN. We're going to move South Harrison at Milan over to Z101.7 on Tuesday. Coach, appreciate the time. We'll see you Tuesday. Good luck against Greenwood tomorrow down in Springfield.
All right, thanks a lot, Tom.